So what I notice is that when I take a short moment here, when I don't know anything about anything, something happens there. It's a coincidence between my point of view about not knowing and clarity. And from that point, from that perspective, something happens. And it says there's a wisdom coming forth. And I haven't got a clue what I'm going to say, and I haven't got a clue what I am saying, actually. And it's amazing to see, because it is of benefit, because I'm so in tune with benefit, because we are living in an era of benefit now. The more we are relying on clarity, the more benefit is coming forth, just by nature, just by in all our actions, in all our thoughts, emotion, whatever is going on, even if they are so disturbing, it's still an era of great benefit. And everybody is tuned into this, everybody in this room, and we are going to spread this message all over the world, just by short moment. And every time you take a relax and take a short moment with your points of view, you are contributing to this. So we are all pioneers, and we can see in society that things are happening, and it's happening slowly but surely. And think about how easeful it gets here on the center, how easy we are flowing and working together, everybody. And it's so powerful. Everybody come down here. I don't believe this is true. All these smiling faces, I get so disturbed, or I'm so excited, I relax, whatever reactions you have. But everybody that has been here for a while notice how free from anxiety, how free it is to work here together, and how easy it is to just step in there and help out with someone needing a hand. And this is something that will spread into the society, because we are building a clarity society here. And this is a clarity society. I'm so proud to be part of this organization. And we are building communities all around the world based on clarity. And it's so beneficial to see that. And it's spreading all over. And everybody that are having these DVD meetings and open meetings, we are spreading the word. And everybody, and even if you don't have these meetings, by taking short moments, you contribute more than you ever think. So what happens when we are relying on clarity? We have so much more energy. I can see that in my own experience, that I have so much more energy. And the times that I need to recover, I take time for that too, and I know when it is time for it. And I rest. When I'm tired, I rest. No more than that. But I can see more and more during these years, my capacity to work is increasing all the time. And if you have a project and you're in doubt or you're losing the energy there, I think it's so important to use your trainer, because the trainer will really support you to get on track. He will really, or she will really get you on track there. And she will also help you to investigate your alternative where you are. It's very practical here. So it's clarity in everyday life. It's not clarity sitting on a mountaintop. Oh, I'm so free. It's not that. It's being free in the midst of everything in life. Even if you're so busy, you know everything. You're actually resting while in action, and it's so powerful. And then you see all this depression or resistance or whatever you have for doing things. It just evaporates. And it's the same thing with other things like jealousy, anger, frustration, feeling rejected. Let them blow open. It's very beneficial, at least when you have been resting for a while, to ask them, how bad can it be? How jealous can I be? And see that jealousy has nothing to say. It's just empty. The problem is that we put jealousy towards someone, or that it needs to be solved. Or doubt, whatever it is, whatever point of view we have, has no power of itself, because it has no independent nature outside clarity. Clarity is the basis for all our points of view. And it goes for the positive ones too. And sometimes we want to cling to the positives and just relax there also. And what I realized in my life regarding positive points of view, since when very good things happened to me, I spaced out actually. I couldn't be with the good things. I got so exalted that I... And what I notice nowadays, I'm so happy, but I'm still very solid. I'm very grounded in enjoying what is positive. And it comes by slowly but surely taking short moments with whatever is up in our life. And another experience I had a couple of years ago, it was several years ago now, is when taking short moments, we realize we just have this moment. It is just this moment. And I've been into processing and therapy and going back and forth in timelines and these things. And I realize there is nothing else outside this present moment. The things I call my past, it's just a history. It's just something that happened. But it happens right now. It's just a story of thoughts and emotions that are here right now. So from that perspective, for me, my insight was that there's nothing to solve. There's no trauma to solve. Because everything comes up in this moment and we relax there. And we see itself, it evaporates in itself, self-release in itself. So there's nothing to fear about whatever comes from the past. Whatever thoughts we have when we're looking into our pictures, it's emotion that is here right now. And we don't have to be positive about it or negative about it. It is what it is. An emotion comes up. Sometimes it's a positive emotion, sometimes it's a negative emotion. Everything is clarity. Everything is okay. I think that was one of the most important things when I came into this teaching. I am okay. All is well. All my emotions are okay. All my belief systems are okay. All is well. And I think that was the first thing I took from me with this teaching, that all is well. And when we completely rely on clarity and take full responsibility for our own points of view, in whatever relationship we are, and allow other people to take responsibility for theirs, and don't have expectations on how other people should behave or not behave, because my well-being is not related to how other people are responding to me. My well-being is in clarity. In every short moment of clarity, my well-being is so solid. And this is how we improve our relationship with other people. We don't impose on them how they are going to be or not to be. If you do that, then I am okay. We just give and give and give and expect nothing in return. We give and give and expect nothing in return. And if people are spewing their negative points of view on you, you can always go. Hey, I have to go. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to make a phone call or whatever. Lie to them. Get out of the situation if it's beneficial. Because from a balanced view, we know that we are not victims to any situations. You always have an alternative. And if you are very stable, allow people to spew their negative points of view and just say thank you. That's all. It's so powerful, and people don't know where they're going to go with it, because they are so used that other people are reacting negative or attacking or defending themselves. Yeah, thank you. And it's so beautiful when people are giving you, they are gifts that they are giving you. Always say thank you. Use it or not use it. It's up to you. But always, in respect, thank the other person for what they are actually giving. Because they come from love and concern.